The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, let's go to Adam in London. 36 hours to the referendum, Adam.
Yeah, and we've had David Cameron making a so-called personal appeal to families to vote to keep Britain in the European Union. Quite why this is a personal appeal, I have no idea. It's just like any other appeal, really. Immigration's been the big issue, which kind of suits the Leave campaign because it does play upon people's fears of an open-door Europe and so forth. We've had a big TV debate at Wembley Arena, which is, of course, a place more used to Coldplay and Kylie than party political pantomime, but there was a fair bit of that going on. And there is also, interestingly, I guess, a sad, dark factor. The widower of murdered MP Jo Cox believes she died because of her political beliefs. She was a vociferous campaigner for the poor, for refugees, and for us to remain in Europe. Really difficult to ask, let alone try and come up with an opinion. But will that have an impact?
I think so.
We vote on Thursday.
I think so. And what's the story about the British assassin and Donald Trump?
Yeah, Michael Sanford, a 20-year-old chap from Leafy Dorking in Surrey, is a would-be assassin. Basically, he got a nutty idea in his head. I mean, Donald Trump is a love-him-or-hate-him kind of guy, isn't he? And he decided that he hated him so much he would try and kill him. So, unfortunately, Michael Sanford is a Brit in the USA. It's thought that his visa had expired. But anyway, he drove across the states to Las Vegas. His master plan, if I can put it like that, was to steal a gun from a policeman and then shoot Donald Trump at a political rally in Vegas. The bit where he had to steal the gun from a policeman was the bit that foiled him because the policeman duly nicked him. They take these things pretty damn seriously in America. He's appeared in leg irons in court already. In the Wild West, which is sort of Las Vegas, they're going to throw the book at him, poor chap. I mean, a lot of people may not like Donald Trump, but somehow setting out to kill him, not quite sure that really washes, does it?
No, not at all. Well done, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.